Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Come in with the inspirational vitamin, and then we'll break off into the show, and then we will close with a word of encouragement for the week. Y'all know that is the format that I run. We look forward to, coming on here, having a good time today, leaving all the negative behind, only looking for the positive that's within. With that being said, let me go ahead and get to what I know how to do. And that's deliver the inspirational vitamin to those who like listening to it. Let's get started. we're going to read from the soul. It's about trusting in God. As for me, I watch and hope for the Lord. I wait for God, my Savior. My God will hear me. I've read from Malachi 7:7. Faith is so. Some people look at the stars of consult or tune-telling in order to see their future. However, trustworthy, these methods seem they cannot help us handle unknown. The only way in which we can be filled, with confidence about the future is by believing in God. When you are facing a problem and doubt tries to take hold of you, this is when Jesus comes to you saying, take courage. It is, I be afraid, in Matthew 14:27. Christ himself will bring you peace of mind. Let's go to prayer. Loving Savior, I place myself completely under your control, for I know that you alone can guarantee me peace of mind. I ask, O Heavenly Father, that as we continue this strive that we're in, O Heavenly Father, to walk forward, never digress, but always progress for those who are looking to conquer big mountains, O Heavenly Father. Give them an edge to just walk over that big hill that we are trying to get to the top of, O Heavenly Father. For those of us that have sickness in our families, this Monday morning, O Heavenly Father, heal those. I want to just send out a special prayer, O Heavenly Father, for the Elam family. I want to send out a special prayer for those that just might have not woke up feeling right this morning, O Heavenly Father. I want to ask that they make the right decisions when it comes to their health. I want to thank those that I was able to fellowship with this weekend, O Heavenly Father. I want to let them know that I look forward to continue to fellowship that way. I also, Heavenly Father, I want to continue to just say thank you for allowing us to do what we do. Allow us to do this, O Heavenly Father. All of these blessings and more, we ask in Jesus' name we pray, amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you all for that. Sometimes I get to moving in here, looking at my Bible, reading from it, and I missed to hit the button. But anyway, I am still here. Hopefully everyone had a great morning. I'm going to... My topic for this morning, Monday, St. Patrick's Day, is basically a grudge topic. It is a grudge topic. I had a fellow racer last week to have something taken from him. And I want to ask y'all, you know, out there, should we as a community, a racing community, should we step into, you know, things in which we know that may be certain places. If I had my trailer and car gone, would somebody that know who I am let me know where it was? Or should we just go ahead and buy the necessary things we need to buy in order to protect ourselves? How y'all feel about that? I want to know, should we go ahead and point the finger in someplace else knowing how people are going to view us? Because the reason I'm asking is I want to know on the phone who real and who ain't. That's all. I'm just going to keep it real. Y'all scared. This is y'all opportunity. Hit the one button, step in, and let me know how you feel. Because here we are. We're going hard in the paint this morning. Y'all do know that keep your profound language to a very minimum, almost nothing. We are grown men, and we're just trying to have an open debate that is nice and positive. Should we, if we see an individual with something he shouldn't have, should we let the individual that know where it came from, who has it? You're right. I went there. I sure did. I went there. y'all hit the one button, let me know. Now, Bray, man, why are you going there this morning? Well, I'm going to keep it real with y'all. That guy, David Tatum, that had $100,000 taken from him. And it was found up in Atlanta, Georgia. Now, that makes me sad, you know, to know that an individual went racing, ain't bothered nobody. Man worked hard for what he need, and, you know, he went out there and got it. And somebody just walked up there and took that man's stuff. And true indeed, people take things every day. But what about us as a community? Come in our community and do this right here. Because really nobody knows how that feel until it's one of us that it's done to. And then we would truly understand what that feels like. I got one soldier on the line that want to take a shot at this right here. Hopefully he hit it out of the ballpark. 22-92. You going live. Good morning. Welcome to the Bread Man Show.
Well, Bread Man, good morning. This old dog here, man, I'm just going to put it on the table like you said. No, you ain't wrong for bringing it out, and I'm going to have to answer it in two parts, Bread Man. If I ever see somebody stealing somebody else's stuff, I don't care who it is. They can call me a snitch, a witch, or whatever they want to call me. I'm going to tell it. Because, see, the thing about it, Bread Man, we as racers and people out here, we part of the problem, too, because they're stealing racing parts, so they must be going to sell it to racers. So, you know, doggone well, if you stole another man's stuff and then went out there and sold it to somebody else, another race out there, we should all come together also before you buy some doggone stuff from another guy. And it's, you know doggone well it's dirt cheap and everything. You know he must have stolen it or did something. So, Bread Man, excuse me, but I'm going to tell it, and excuse me, Bread Man, excuse me right now, and I don't give a goddamn who care if I know I told it.
Well, thank you. I want to say this here, you know, the reason, it's just heartfelt. I'm not trying to point the finger at anybody, but I just want to know that the people that I fellowship with, you know, the people that I hang around with, at least, they ain't got to speak to me, they ain't got to like me, but the fact that we are all racers, at least, you know what I mean, the things in which we purchase together. Because nobody wants to see that happen to somebody. I know I don't. And, you know, I thought about this over the weekend. I looked at how many people showed up down there this weekend, Godfather. And just, to, you know what I mean, everything went smooth. And, you know, I didn't hear about any mischief going on down there. You know what I'm saying? And that's the type of community I like being in. Some, you know, where, you know, if we don't have things taken from us, we can go and have a good time. Well, I feel that way about this certain individual. David Tatum is his name. You know, to have something like that taken, good Lord. And they found it.
Bad thing about it, too, Bread Man, they stripped the man car and just throw the remains out there in a field, man. I mean, that's just an insult on top of insult, man. I'd have felt better if they going to steal my stuff. Don't let me see it like they left his man stuff just out there stripped and tore up and thrown out in the field, look like a Bread Man.
I tried to get him on the show this morning. I know how it feels. The reason I wanted him on is to give us a description on what perhaps we need to be looking for. You know what I mean? And that's why I wanted to give him an opportunity. I mean, what type of engine it was in there, what we need to be looking for to try to help the brother. But, you know,
well, Bread Man, just putting the word out there, to be honest with you, whether he gives a description or not, that probably ain't going to help. Because my point I'm trying to make, Bread Man, when you steal something with that magnitude and that big of a thing, people that's buying this stuff, it got to be some kind of market for this. We need to find out where's the market at for who's stealing all this stuff, because they got to have a market to turn it over with. People ain't stealing this stuff and putting it right back into their race car that stole it. They selling it because they got a doggone market to sell them parts and everything, Bread Man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you could definitely look at it that way, too. You know, really can. But it's just, to me, it's the second time, you know, that Georgia has come up with, you know, missing race cars, and it's starting to make me feel bad, you know, as far as us as a state.
Well, it ain't the second time. It's just a lot of people trust a lot of getting stolen. A lot of it just don't get reported because it's not on a widespread. Maybe they just, It's just like maybe a rape case. They don't want to go through the doggone public and all that. But now that brings up another thing about that security thing that Ernie was selling. You remember the thing Ernie was selling over there about putting on your race car and everything? Right now, I bet that person that get the stuff stolen and that much stuff would wish they had spent them a couple of $200, $300 to have some kind of security on their stuff. At least they could have maybe found out where their stuff was at and got the culprits that did it, man.
Well, that's true. I mean, here again, that was the second part, you know what I mean, of the question. Should we just buy the necessary things we need? I mean, it falls back on us as a race. It's just like, it's, to me, you know, if I felt like I've invested a lot of money, then why wouldn't I take $600? Because, you know, you could put one of those on your trailer and put one on the car as well. And, you know what I mean? That way you can find them both. And that $600 can go a long way. Y'all can, you know, look at that. Look it up. Go to Coffee Car. That's Ernie Wren. And he has those security, what they call, dog? They call security. They're like a.
Can you get over Dolomite? Dolomite can explain to you because nobody want to tell you. Dolomite got it on his stuff. He got his stuff, and I think he's satisfied with it. So, you can, you know, call Dolomite. He might can explain it to us on a more, you know, on our level where we can understand this and stuff.
Well, I pretty much got the hold on it. Y'all click on YouTube, go to Copy Car, and there's a video there, and it speaks on everything you need to know about how it works. It's probably going to be up there. It's been on there about a year and 3 or 4 months right now, and it's a lot of clicks on it. And then the cost of it is $300. And what that entails is the material you need and the system you need in order to hook it up and everything. And it's, I want to say it's like $50, $49 a month or something like that. And what it does is that I don't care where that trail at, what state is in it, you can have it to come to your cell phone. You can, however you know, get around or whatever you use to monitor whatever, it's going to show you that way. If you put it on your trailer and you live in Illinois and you go to Indiana and you don't know what's going on, it's gonna tell you where you are all the time. It's going to beep when it goes out of the state that you say that you live in, basically. But I am going to try to get Dolomite, but, you know, on Monday like this, you know, he'll be back there in that office with some clients. But I would love to get him in here. Also, looking at that video, y'all, $600, put it on your trailer and your car. You just can't go wrong. I looked at insurance to basically put on your race car for theft. And I'm going to be honest with you. It's very, very, very expensive. Well, Brad, man, what do you mean by expensive? It almost costs as much as building the thing than you would buying parts to put on there to go racing. I want to say expensive to me would be normally you can buy a plan for your car, State Farm or whoever, Allstate. Y'all just think about this now. I'm going to put it in perspective for you. You can get a plan, full coverage plan at one of these right here for a brand new 2014 truck. Your plan would be like $3,000 for 1 year for full coverage, everything, for 1 year. Well, for a race car, a plan like that, full coverage, which, let me tell y'all, it only covers your race car and if it's in the trailer. And let me say this again. Insurance for a race car only covers the car while it's in the trailer. So if you go out on the track and smack the wall, you still not covered. If somebody run into you, still not covered. So let me say this again. What it costs for this insurance would be $10,000. $10,000 would, you know what I mean, cover you for 1 year. Yes, I've done my homework. I sure have. We got another caller here. I'm going to go ahead and grab him. 1606. Welcome to the Bread Man Show. Come on in. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. My name is Keith Black. I'm Well, I live in Mississippi, but I represent Louisiana.
Yes, sir.
And I was just listening to what you just said about that insurance. Now, I just priced some insurance for my car. And for the car on the track, off the track, wherever, if the car's stolen or if the car gets wrecked, it was like $5,000.
There are different companies out there, you know what I mean, that you can look for. But I'm almost certain if it were $5,000, we all would have it on the track or off, especially $100,000.
Hey, give some information on that, because that's a pretty good deal,
yeah. Yeah, well, I have to get the number and maybe, because I'm a truck driver right now. I'm driving, and last week Boone was hosting your show. That's how I wound up getting the number, because I had called Boone last week and he was telling me about to do a show, and he gave me your number. So I said, well, I'm gonna tune in this week when the real host is back. But
I appreciate it.
This guy, man, on the deal, like he told me, you know. That was like for $80,000 of coverage, and
yeah. They
want the money all up front. It ain't no piece paid. You got to have the whole $5,000 up front.
That's true. That's true. Ain't no paying no monthly notes.
So basically, you're trying to say if you got a $200,000 rig, it's only going to cover $80,000. Is that what you said?
Well, that's the coverage I had for my car. I'm quite sure it'll get higher, you know.
That $10,000, I understand. Okay, all right, no problem.
Well, hey, I want to ask you the other question. How do you feel about knowing that somebody got something that, you know, shouldn't belong to them? How do you feel about that? Should a brother step to them and go in the right direction or what?
Wait, say that again now?
Well, my first question was, if you knew that, say for instance, you know, you going to the race and you looked at this guy that's not Boone pulling Boone trailer, would you call Boone and say, hey, was that your trailer over there? Or would you just say, well, I don't know what's going on. He might have let that guy borrow it, and you know what I mean? How would you handle that?
Well, no.
Uh-oh. Might be done got to a bad area.
Yeah, he's breaking up.
Bad.
I just got a couple texts in, Brad, man. They said you was right. They said for that $10,000, it's going to be about $10,000, and that'll cover $100,000 or more of coverage on your car.
Oh, yeah. I try to, like I said, it's been on my mind as far as, you know, this topic, especially in lieu of what happened. I just wanted to, you know, put it out there. I mean,
hey,
I know that. Go ahead.
Wait a minute. You're trying to be too nice and answer the question. That's why the guy was confused. Just ask the guy a question. If you saw somebody else with somebody else's stuff, would you tell it? Just ask him like that, Brad, man. Keep it dumbing down, man. You might have confused him when we asked him.
You back in there.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, bro. I'm driving. But like I said, man, if I know that Boone trailer, I'm going to call Boone and say, man, where you going at? You're going to say, what you mean where I'm going? I'm behind your trailer. I just saw your trailer. And then that's why I'm bringing the conversation. If somebody just stole it, you know, and then I'll let him know exactly where I saw it at.
Okay. Well, I just want to know who I was riding with on this show. Because some of us out there turn the other, you know, it ain't my business, and that's why we getting treated the way we treated in the racing community. You know what I mean?
And you're absolutely right, man. Because, man, look, let me tell you something. I'm a hard-working man, man, and I love racing. And I would want somebody to tell me if they knew somebody had my stuff. That's all. I'm not going to bring your name up. Just tell me where is that.
Right.
You know, because they're not giving these parts away, you know.
I'm trying to tell you. And that's a great way to put it. You know what I mean? You ain't got to throw nobody's name up under the bus. But just tell me where it's at and let me go about it. Well, let me ask you a question. Have you looked on YouTube and looked at that little piece of that little copy car thing Ernie brought out to put on your car, the little low jack thing? Have you checked that out yet?
No, I was listening to you talk about it, but I'm going to check into it. Because like I said, man, you know, they talking about $5,000 up front. Hey, $600 sounds good to me. And I think you said maybe about 30, 40 bucks a month.
You right about that. Now, that's what you call real talk, man.
Yeah, I think that's the way I'm going to go, you know, and deal with the insurance part later.
You and me both. You and me both. What I'm going to try to do is have Dolomite on here. Here shortly, I'm going to try to give him a call and see if we can get him in here and explain it to everybody again and go from there, because he does have it on his vehicle, and I'm sure it's working great. So call the hang near. I'm going to go and get Dolomite. I'm going to try to call Dolomite. Hey, dog, can you text him and ask him to call the show?
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I see Dolomite said that boom race, man.
Oh, he was down there?
Yeah, he was down there.
Mm-hmm.
He was down there.
Yeah, he got oil pressure.
George.
He has oil pressure now. Yes, he do. He does have oil pressure. Bacteria, can you look up that? Can you look that up while we on the phone? My computer guy, look that up for me. Hold on 1 minute there. Let me grab another call here. You can put your phone on mute and come back in when we get this information. What you say your name was? King James. What you say your name was again? 1606?
King Black.
My bad. I got it. I'm going to grab this next call. All right, just go to mute so we can hear. All right. I ain't going to mute your mic, but just put your phone on mute. That'll work. 404-6379. Bam. Welcome. Good morning. Welcome to the Breadman. One Time for Your Mind show. How can we help you this morning?
What's going on up, Brett?
What up?
I just want to make a comment about the question you asked about the car.
Yes,
sir. If I was to see somebody car riding out, yeah, I would, and I probably follow the truck, too.
Man, that's great. That's great. It's nice to know. I feel like, you know, a lot of times, you know, we ain't going to know. I mean, we try to do what we can in our community to, you know, secure a lot of the area. But, I mean, these guys, they had to be professionals. You know what I'm saying?
Woo!
Man, it just made me feel some kind of way. You know what I mean? And then when I looked at what we saw the weekend, how, you know what I mean, we could be up on the starting line and nobody's even there at that trailer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right.
Don't nobody come to say anything about what's what. You know what I mean? We just try to do what we can do. And it's just what it is to me is if we all as a community make a stand, you know what I'm saying, then we can protect a lot of them. And you know, what do you think about that other question as far as insurance? Would you rather just spend the 10 or would you rather go with the 600?
I mean, it depends. If 10 guarantee me 100, I spend 10.
Right.
I mean, 600, right. I mean, you know, you pretty much might find it, but, hey, who to say it's going to be, you know, the way you live.
Right.
So
right.
I would rather spend the 10.
Even though, okay, if you spend the 10 and you still got to rebuild, and you probably ain't going to get enough money to rebuild it, so either way you go, you're gonna be in a bad position. If they find it fast enough, all of it still might be intact. It might be intact.
Well, the ten, you know for a fact. Well, I know, dog. 10 will get you some money. See,
will get you some money. But if they find all your stuff intact, say for instance they give you $100,000. If they give you $100,000, because I got a feeling they're gonna try to take off a lot of stuff. If they give you $100,000, if you really true to your racing operation, you probably, if you got a pro mod operation, I'm assuming you got more than $100,000 in it. Then you got to start back and rebuild all that stuff again. You're still gonna end up spending more than $100,000 regardless. One way or the other, you're gonna be in a bad shape.
Well, you're right, but you know, like I say, I take my chance on 100.
I got you. Ain't nothing wrong with that. All of it is a gamble.
Yeah.
All of it is a gamble.
Yeah,
but
it's all.
If that's security,
it ain't no wrong way to go in neither one. You know.
Well,
it's all on your budget.
Yeah, what I'm just saying, though, I'd rather gamble $600 against $5,000 or $10,000, but I'm just saying that's just me, though, because I'm cheap, you know, I'm broke, so it don't make me.
Yeah. Well, I feel you. I mean, you know. But, yeah, me, I take my chance with the 10.
Yeah, hey, they texted me saying, be alert, sell car insurance, but I don't want to talk about nothing that I can't explain, so I didn't want to bring it up, though, but whoever be alert is, I didn't hear the name, but I don't know nothing about it to talk about it.
Yes, that's, yeah, tell them to call Bill Lux and ask him how much it is for $100,000. And, that's the one I use. That's the one I call right there.
Okay, I'm just saying, I've been getting texts with everything.
Well,
let me give y'all Bill Lux race car insurance number. Hold on a minute, Chuck. Let me give y'all his number. Bill Lux number is, that's Lux, L-U-T-Z. His number is 614-861-3100. For those of y'all that out there listening and want to chime in and see if Bread Man telling the truth, y'all go ahead and call that number right there. And tell them what you got and what you're trying to insure, the truck, trailer, and the car. And y'all, you know, we'll go from there. But I'm sure y'all can call 1-800-COPY-CAR. 1-800-COPY-CAR.
Hey, Brad, man.
Yeah, come on with it.
Yeah, but the way that device works, I'm quite sure once that trailer starts moving or something, like you said, it's going to go off and give you a signal. So you'll be able to find your stuff before they start stripping you.
Oh, that's what, you know, that's the best thing about it. See, it don't just, see, this thing that I'm talking about, it don't just show you where it's at. It show you every place it's done been, period. When it leaves your
location. You might get enough doggone it, insurance money from them damn thieves. The insurance company might pay you damn for locating because it got to be a market for that shit. But, Bread Man, I just did a little research, too. And I just got a response back because I texted a certain individual, and they said that Bill Lux stopped selling that insurance because he said he was losing too much damn money.
What did I say in the last part, dog? I promise y'all 1-800 Copycar going to be y'all best bet.
Yeah, well if you put it that way, then you're right. Call Copycar.
I hear him chiming in. Tell him to call the show. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about it. Lord.
Oh, okay. Hey, so, Bread Man, you hear him texting me, don't you, Bread Man?
Oh, yeah, I hear him back there. You know how they do. You know how they do.
Some people don't like to come on about it, though. But that's a good thing about it, Bread Man. And, again, I appreciate all us talk show hosts that do bring this stuff up because sometimes, you know, there's a lot of this stuff. A lot of guys be listening, but they just don't want to come on and be heard. But I don't mind trying to help them out, bringing it to the forefront, though. But I was trying to talk about that insurance, that the tracking device is your best bet, though. The tracking device is your best bet, and it's cheaper for the per dollar investment on it. Like I said, if you can catch them jokers, I hate to say it, though. I ain't trying to preach vigilante, but if I can catch a joker with my stuff, well, then they have to spend some money on the damn trial because I'm going to try to do what I can to them if they stole my shit.
It is. It is. Well, you know, we're going to hopefully y'all, you know what I mean, look into this here. Did Dolomite say anything? Was he busy?
Dolomite didn't answer now, but if he went away to Louisiana, he might be still in the bed asleep or something. I didn't know he went to Louisiana.
Another thing
I'm gonna say, Bread Man, not to try to do nothing, but to help everybody. Since that came up, I have Ernie on the Ask Ernie Tech Tip today at 6:00, and he'll go over all that today in depth. If y'all, and you know how he loves to talk, so at 6:00, if you call my show today at 6:00, Ask Ernie. We'll go with that stuff because I was going to bring that up too, Bread Man. You just happened to be the first show to come on, and you done stole a little of my thunder there, baby.
Well, you know, I hate that. You know what I mean? But you know how we work. We work together. I did call Ernie this morning, and he wasn't in yet. Took a late breakfast. But he was going to be there now. I don't know if he had walked in yet because, you know, your cubicle is right next door to him.
Bread Man, another thing, too, I don't know if you did no research on it because I thought maybe that was your area. They had a bad wreck down in County Line. Did you hear anything about that?
No, I didn't. Once I came in Saturday night, Sunday morning, I did everything I could to get into the church pew, I put that oil on my forehead, and when I got home, I'm not going to even lie to you. I shed it all down and waited till this morning. I called my brother this morning to say hey, good morning to him, and here I am. You know what I'm saying? Here I am. But hopefully, you said a bad accident. Hopefully, I prayed for everybody. You know what I mean? Those that went through some type of talk to me. What was going on?
I don't know. I just saw it on the internet.
County line. Is that over there in I want to say that's over in Birmingham area, ain't it?
No, that's down in Miami, down in Big Lowden area there.
That county line. Lord have mercy. No, ain't hear nothing about that. Not yet. But we'll try to get it, I guess, for your show. We'll find out by now, here soon what the deal is. But we got another caller. Let me grab another one. Oh, he hung up at the last minute on me. I apologize. 8906. I apologize. You're going back to mute. He didn't really push on it. Here we go. 34-912-3456. Good morning. Welcome to the Bread Man Show.
Good morning, Bread Man. What you got going on, buddy?
Oh, nothing much. Thank you for chiming in. We had a little topic going on this morning.
I would do basically the same thing that old Brandon Wine said. Call and check and see if it's him in the car. And if it ain't, I'll follow it. We'll follow the vehicle until they stop and let them know where the car is.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Ask them how long ago it was when me and you called to gather insurance information about race car.
It was last year, and the thing about it is, I talked to some more people. They are pretty expensive. They want the $5,000 up front, but they got another step. They want you to have NHRA license now to insure the car on the track.
And you can't run at an outlaw track and still
get
the
shit.
That's correct.
I'll charge the hell out you and go tell you where you run your car at. Man, kiss my rear.
Yeah, hey, as long as you are on an NHRA track.
I didn't hear all that, Brad. I didn't know the rules. I thought it maybe, you could just pay the 10 and be covered.
You ain't lying. Brad, I'll call the FCC. I'm going to get you off the radio. Man, with that you can tell us all that.
I take my way up to it, though, Chuck. I called about 30 different companies, and all I'm saying basically the same thing. They want you to have a license.
Man, come on, man. They damn near telling you they don't want that. They looking for doggone it free money damn near because you figure you went through all that and got all that. You probably ain't going to be around no way where nobody going to steal your stuff in no damn way.
Yeah.
Well, we as safety as drivers, we should get our license at least. I don't know if a lot of y'all, this is a grudge show. True indeed, grudge racers run numbers just like class racers do. Grudge racers run deep off of the numbers, believe me, I know. And there's a certain license you need. I mean, there's a lot of us don't have CDLs. And, it's the reason that you need, it's the reason they take you through the CDL course to know how to run that individual thing. That's why a lot of us in grudge racing get drivers. The reason we go and hire drivers is because those drivers know how to stop a vehicle, what to do in an emergency in a vehicle that's going way faster than what we are used to running. And that's basically, that's basically why, they need, the driver's license. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. You know what I mean? To tell me what track I can go to, now that ain't good. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, Brad, man. I like you now. I was starting not to like you. I like you now.
I'm just keeping it real now. I mean, yeah, I do think that we need the license. We need to learn. People that sit in these cars that don't even know how fast they are. You know what I mean? We building cars not flying. Grudge races are. They really are.
Brad, I think there's a lot of guys out here just can drive. They don't have no license, you know what I mean? So if it were my car and I feel like you can drive, I ain't going to ask you for no license, you know what I mean? I just seen you drive, and I'm going to let you try, you know what I mean? So I don't feel like you really got to have a license to drive a race car, you know what I mean? Some people just got talent, you know, or the skill to drive a race car, you know what I mean?
Well, and since you're trying to keep it real, and I know we're trying to advocate trying to get license for grudge racing, but if that's the case, then if all these damn people on the highways with license, we would have no damn wrecks if they knew what the hell they was doing.
but the thing about that license, they know you'd have been that speed already, because you ain't gonna get the license unless you'd have been that speed,
If you done been that speed, that mean you're a damn good driver because you done been that speed?
No, but I'm just saying, just like if they don't know nothing about you. If you got a license, they know, all right, you got the driver license. I know you done been this speed that you have to go to get this license. Person to person don't have nothing. Well, you ain't never been this speed before.
Well, I got my license. I got an NHRA license, but they done expired, though.
Yeah, mine's the same way. Mine's expired.
well, really, Kenneth Factor, what I want to say this right here. I mean, there's a process to getting license, and in order for you to get your license, you have to have someone that has license to sign off on your ballot.
Sign off on them.
Exactly. So you got somebody there that's watching you make a pass. If they don't agree that you can handle that car or whatever, then guess what? If they don't sign off on it, you don't get your license. So it's just like
somebody else.
But Brad, look at it like this, Brad. Just say you go certain speed in a big tire car, you go another speed in a small tire car. You may can't go that fast in that small tire car, you know what I mean? Because you've been driving big tire car all your life, you know what I mean? So,
That's exactly why the commission need to start looking at, you know what I mean, what's what, you know what I'm saying? Because when you get your, say I want to get my advanced ET license, that would allow me to, that would allow me to sit in a dragster, a rail. A lot of us don't get in a dragster, and that's the easiest way to go fast to get your license is what I'm saying. But I drive a dough slammer, you know what I mean? I drive something where the motor sits in front of me. Just because I've been that speed doesn't necessarily mean I can handle that vehicle. And see, and that's
got a point there, man. Got a point there too.
And that's the downfall of what's going on. We need to start looking at this as a collective, as a community. You brought up a very valid point. You know what I mean? I'm a big tie guy, true indeed. But can I get in a 28-10-5? No. Let me ask you. I ain't gonna say can I get in there. I won't get in there. I done been in there, and I don't like getting in there because they move too much. So there it is. You know what I mean? Me, I'm going to keep it real. I don't want to drive a 28-10-5 car. Now, you sit me on them 33, we can go to war.
You know I'm looking for you, bro.
War! Huh! What is it good for? I was looking for it. I couldn't find it. Whoa! I was looking for it, y'all. I was looking for it. I can't find it. I took my job off. But, yes, sir.
Brain man.
Come on with it.
Look, I just heard that guy. He said one of the steps with that insurance, you just got to run. You have to run your car on an NHRA track. How if you have insurance, they want you to get, they want to tell you where you can run your car.
Yeah, we just said it. Hey, I just got, Dolomite said he's going to try to call into the show as soon as he possibly was tied up. Who just said that Dolomite was in that was in Louisiana? Dolomite said he wasn't in Louisiana this week.
That wasn't Dolomite out there.
You must be talking about another Dolomite.
That was King.
He said he tied up, Brent, man. He'll call the show as soon as he get untied if you ain't off yet. Also, yeah, Breadman, I got a text here. Somebody said, ask Breadman, don't most organizations accept NHRA licensed drivers?
Well, there's only the NHRA and IHRA are two different sanctions. And they are basically, you know what I mean, the only two that basically want you to, in order to get certified with them, you're going to have to take a physical. Now, where you can go get these things done at that's a little bit easier is the racing school. Frank Holly, you got a...
I was just going to say that they'll sign you up for everything right there at the school.
Exactly. Exactly.
They'll sign off on your license and have the cars. But the downside to that, Brent, man, and I'm going to say it, I'm going to be honest with you, the downside of that, they got controlled cars and almost on a controlled environment with good setup cars now. That don't mean if you can drive, they good setup cars, whether you can go out there and drive these old doggone hoopies we be having though now, Brent, man.
Well, I'm going to say this right here. I've seen people that thought they knew how to drive, and I was one of them. I've tested with an individual before to get my license, and I thought I knew how to drive, and I didn't.
Let me ask you another question. Since you said you put yourself on the hot seat, and boy, you got some jokers that really want to get you, Breadman, because they sending me some questions I didn't ask you all of them. But they said this here, Breadman, don't get mad at me. I'm just asking. They said if you got an NHRA license, why in the heck do you need a grudge license?
Well, if you have an NHRA license, why do you need a grudge license? If you got NHRA and grudge racing is two different things, you know. So I feel like the grudge racers, we as a community need to come up with a base on, you know, rules and regulations that we can, you know, the grudge racers can go by. That's all. Why do we have to use NHRA licenses for grudge racers? Well, I'm going to just say this right here. Most of the big-time drivers that are driving in grudge races come from the NHRA. They already had a license. Some of the guys that are coming up in grudge races, they don't even watch NHRA. They don't even know about NHRA. So we need to educate one another. Each one teach one. I hope I come to the – give me the next one, dog. I'm on the road. Give me the next question. I'm on the road.
Okay, Breadman, you really – all right, Breadman, that's what I'm just saying. They said if you got a – again, they reiterated when you start saying that, they say you still ain't answering the question, Breadman. They say if I got an NHRA license, what the hell do I need a grudge license for?
Well, let me ask you this right here. You need to tell that individual to call in and stop texting. It's obvious if he's asking about
they
a grudge license.
They said NHRA, make sure your car. Let me see what they said now. They said NHRA certifications, make sure your cars are safe. Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Tell them to call
hey,
Brent, in.
I got
want to
a question,
Brent. Hold on a minute. Let me
hey,
this Brent. Next call in. 004-813-0041. Welcome to the Breadman Show. Hold on, Chubb. We're going to get you in here. Hello. Welcome to the Breadman Show.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. How you doing?
Good morning. What's going on, Mr. Tip?
Hey, man. Just sitting back, copying the mail, checking out the, talking about the license and the insurance, and, I've seen some situations on that license deal, if you guys want to talk about it.
Well, come on with it. What you feel? Why you talking? Hold on, Mr. Tip, before you get started. I got to get somebody in here. 941-941-0817.
Hey, how you doing?
Man, this is, for those of y'all who don't know it, this is my backup, the ball-headed champ. Welcome to the Breadman.
Yeah, how you doing? Hey, everybody, Mr. Dog, everybody. That question they asked you about the license, why you think grudge racers should have a tight license.
Back up, man. It's my turn. Back up.
Oh, okay.
Up.
Go ahead.
How you doing, man?
All right.
Hey, I've seen in the license thing, I've seen a lot of guys, I'll be at the track testing, you know, be out there testing for the license, you know. They do the 6:30, they do the 3:30, and then they run it all the way through the quarter mile, and somebody sign off on it. I have seen a lot of good old boy network in the NHRA license because he know him and his son is coming up with his car and somebody has signed off on it. And I know in my heart that that kid is not capable of running that fast in that car consistently. And so we got to be careful with that who we racing and who we racing against, because I was in Lakeland one night. And I remember when Lil Country hit the scene with one of the fastest small blocks in the world. And they had a driver's meeting just to see if the racers was going to allow that kid to drive in that S275 car back then. So we gotta be very, very careful, you know, about who we're racing against and what we allow in there. And that particular night, that bad run, he didn't crash the car that night.
So okay, you said that to say what?
I said that to say that. Do we need a license in grudge racing?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Do we need a license in grudge racing? I don't know if we need a license or not, but I think we need to know what the individual is capable of.
Well, in grudge racing, you ain't going to never know what a joker capable of, because, like I said, ain't no rules in grudge racing. And if a guy come in there, he don't want you to know what he's capable of. That's just the thing about grudge racing. He don't even want you to know what he's capable of.
I over half the cars in the grudge racing scene. They can't race in the NHRA track.
They just sent you, Brad, man. That was the next question. They said an NHRA license, when you do it with your own car, they certify to make sure your car is right. They said, now in grudge racing, who going to certify to make sure a guy's car is right before they give him a license?
Hold that thought.
Let me go down the list. Brad, I look at it like this. Brad, just say, if I go get my license.
Hold that question, Nick. Let me go down the list and get it. Mr. Chip came on. Now let Ball-Headed Champ say what he got to say before we move on. I think a lot of us
are missing the point of the license. The license stands for, if you have a valid license, that's where you get an NHRA book every week or every week, and you have a valid license, that's your insurance there. That's what people don't realize. NHRA give you a certain amount of money as long as you have a valid license. That's your insurance. So I think when Breadman say y'all need a grudge racer need a license, I feel every grudge racer need some type of insurance, not just sign the waiver and be that and be done. You need some type of insurance. If you hit the wall, you got something that's going to pay your hospital bills. And that's what the point of the NHRA license are. That's what the point. If y'all go look it up and you ask anybody,
I understand that, but I'm saying this. What if I go get my license for a big tire car, but I know I'm not going to be driving a big tire car?
Well,
so I feel like I can drive a big tire car, you know what I mean, and get my license.
Okay, listen. If you go get that, it goes by the time. Right now, listen to me, sir. It goes by the time. Let's say you run 8-9. I'm just hypothetically, we got to talk times here because we talk about license. If you run 8-90. So if you run 8-90 in a small tire car, you run 8-90 in a altered or anything, that's what your license go for. It goes supercar. That was 8-90.
Which one you think would be better for me to drive, or easier for me to drive?
Listen, sir. Oh, you can drive a big car. You can drive a small car, or you can get a Vance ET.
Okay.
You can get a Vance ET license, and that can go as pretty much as quick as you want.
Not necessarily, because if you got a big tire car, you might drive a big tire car because it's handling better than a small tire car.
At the same time, that's true. But we're talking about time. We're not talking about the car. We're talking about the time.
Right.
You see what
I'm just
saying?
He was saying he can say he got his license for his big tire car that's going 8-90s. Okay, then if you get a small tire car that's going 8-90s, it might not handle as good as a doggone a big tire car, and he might not
drive it. But now, and the point what Breadman was trying to make was the insurance factor.
Okay, the insurance factors. Who's going to be behind the corporation that's going to pay the insurance if you got a grudge racing license? You got to have some kind of organization behind a grudge racing license.
That's what he's saying. He would like to get started, like the NHRA, like the IHRA.
That's an insurance fight. If you hit the wall, you right now, if you hit the wall, you might have you a Aflac or anything.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Basically, look at the insurance fact. If I get insurance, if they insure me, let's say, because I was driving a big tire car, but I go and jump in a small tire car, it doesn't matter?
Doesn't matter because you still insured, sir.
Oh, okay.
Your license is still active. That's what I'm saying.
Well, Timothy, why should it matter if I made a certified track, an outlaw track? No, I mean, I'm on the track.
Oh, okay. I'm going to give you another prime example. It's like right now.
They
how
like
a like,
treat. It's different.
Listen,
sir.
Listen to what I'm saying, sir.
Track race, you know what I mean?
Listen what I'm saying. Like right now, if you look at pro stock, you got some pro stockers getting supercar cars. Okay? You know what I'm saying? He's doing something different. He's getting from a pro stock car into an 890 car. It's still valid because he got supercar and he got pro stock license. You know what I'm saying? He can still do all that underneath. He's insured because he's an active member. You understand what I'm saying? If y'all, you know, look at NHRA, look at Racing Heavy, you got someone like Dave Conley. He runs Supercomp. You know, Jed Coughlin. He bracket race. He's Supercomp. You understand what I'm saying? It goes by the time. You understand what I'm saying?
So ball head chat.
Yes.
So you said, this is an example, y'all. This is just an example. If Grudge Inc. will come up with an insurance, and the grudge racers contribute towards the policy, and they come up with a grudge race license for the insurance purposes. So that's what you're saying, it'd be the same thing as NHRA, if we come up with the own grudge?
That's what they'll have to work out itself, but that's the same thing. They get hurt. You understand what I'm saying? It's a basic part of you getting hurt. It's just like right now, we ride in the car. If we get hurt, you can fix somebody else's stuff or you can fix your stuff. But it's the same thing. That's what the license
liability
is basically saying.
I don't know enough to argue, but I'm getting texts from different people that they won't hit the one button like Breadman said. I don't know enough to argue, but they said it don't matter the difference what kind of insurance you got on the track. He said that insurance only takes over after your regular insurance takes in.
Let me grab the next caller, y'all. 803-8811.
I'm a firm believer. I have gotten an accident, and I'm an NHRA member, and it helped. It benefited me a lot. So I done been through it.
Hold on, Gabe. Welcome to the Bread Man Show, 8211. Good morning.
Good morning, Bread Man. Hey, this truck driver. Good morning, Doc. Okay, I had a question about the different types of license, but your man answered my question. I was going to ask about the advanced license. What do that consider? But he did answer the question.
Okay. Well, go to mute. If you got anything else, truck driver, thank you for coming in, and you know you. I appreciate you.
I'm tired, dog.
Come on with it, dog. I just heard somebody hit you. Come on with it. I'm on the road.
If Grudge Inc. wanted to become a sanctioned body, they would first have to become a sanctioning body, then they have to get sanctioned tracks. To be involved for that insurance to get Grudge Inc. license. That's what they were saying.
Can Grudge Inc. Give you license if they can't put a banquet on? I mean, I'm just asking. This is my opinion.
We ain't trying to shoot bullets at them yet now.
Another thing, before you can get license, too, your car got to be certified to, like right now, they got 850. Your car certified to 850. I'm just hypothetically speaking. Let's say 850. Let's say what 850 is in the 8 mile. What, 550 or so?
Five, four.
550 or whatever. Okay, so you know your car. Then you got a different license where you got top sport, but the top ET. All those things your car got to be certified to, so you can run those different type of numbers. You understand them safely. You know,
okay,
that's what they said.
Who's going to take the grudge cars to make sure that they're safe? Who's going to take the grudge cars?
What you would do, if we're going to take the same people that take the NHRA car, you can get that same man to come out there and look at that car.
Okay, why would the NHRA man take your car if you're a sanctioned body of your own, when you have your own tech guy?
That's right.
Well,
that's
it,
right.
Well, okay. If you say now, y'all going a different thing. I'm just saying.
No, we saying if you're gonna have a Grudge Inc. Well, I ain't saying Grudge Inc. But if you're gonna have a Grudge license, whoever the sanctioned body for the Grudge license should have a Grudge tech guy, not the damn NHRA.
Well, you got to start somewhere. You can get a baseline. Right now, y'all got top sportsmen and blah blah blah. Those classes sort of based off of NHRA tech situation, a class situation. So you can get a guy come over at a Grudge Inc. Whatever, however y'all do it, that know the rules, tech it and stuff like that, where you can take your car anywhere without having any problems.
Okay, hold up. Let me ask Breadman a question. Breadman, you told me to ask you, and Breadman, I want you to keep it 100, or at least keep it 95. Breadman, the question just come in and said, out of 100 Grudge cars, how many do you really think are past tech, Breadman?
That's what I said. I'm
going to get the next call of 478-8870. Welcome to the Breadman One Time Show. We are all out of questions. Our time has come near. Thank you, everybody. How you doing? 8870.
I'm doing all right, Brad. You know,
what's going
on? I'm going to say this. At Silver Dollar, they used to have their own man to take, you know, when you come in and try to get your license and stuff. And they will have somebody at that facility to sign your
you know,
car when you get through
doing
your runs.
Yeah, if you got a track to get license, they got to have that. If you got a track to get license out there, do that, yeah.
And my understanding, once you got NHRA license, it's going to only cover all NHRA tracks. That's it. NHRA, you know.
Not necessarily. Not. IHRA do honor NHRA license.
They ain't got no other choice. NHRA is the daddy organization. Basically, they the daddy organization, and that right. Track and Rentals is an NHRA track. That's why they got it like that.
Right.
It is an NHRA
track.
Hey, Brett.
Hey, Brett.
I have both of them, but they do honor.
Hold on a minute, ballhead champ.
Got
go ahead.
Big tire car, small tire. I said ballhead champ. He got big tire car, small tire car.
You got a big tire or a small tire?
I have a big tire car, but I have driven smaller tire cars.
Is ballhead champ? Is that Breadman brother?
Yeah, I got backup on here.
So come on with the question.
So basically, ballhead champ. So you say if you get in a big tire, you got a big tire car now. You go out there and go 480s. You think somebody with a small tire throw you in their car to go 480s?
Yeah.
No. I'm gonna use a good example on a joker you know. Now y'all know Mike Hill got a Pro Mar car that been in the threes. I bet you put Mike Hill in one of them damn 20-inch tire cars, he'd kill his dumb ass up.
But listen though. Now we could do a prime example. We know one of the top Pro Mar guys was Tony Wright. Tony Wright was in the big tire car. And look how he dominate right now in that small car.
No, you can't say Tony Wright was a big tire Pro Mar car. Tony Wright drove everything because he a Grudge racer.
We're at the same time, so that's the same thing I'm saying. That's the same thing, Mr. Dog.
Are you a Grudge racer or a class racer? I'm a racer. Okay, I'm just asking. I ain't trying to be funny. You know, we just trying to get some answers today.
Yeah. I'm just saying I'm a racer.
Right now,
I bet you
get Mike Hill on this here phone, I bet you put him in one of them damn 2810-5 cars, he kill his damn ass there. Now, he did drive one, but he don't like them, though. He don't like them because it's a different field. It's a totally different field.
Yeah, it don't.
My ears get old now. Don't forget about that. I remember the time I used to be in a room where Mike Hill had small tire cars.
He got it, but he don't like them, though. He don't like them small tire cars because they move around too much, man.
And like we talking about, you know, when they slow, you probably can't handle them. But the faster you go, I feel like the harder I'm going to be able to drive.
Hey, dog, I got a question. You saying put Mike here in a small tire car, he'd probably kill himself. Then you saying, you know, Tony Wright have drove a big tire car
and he's dominating that small tire field.
Yeah, but
let him finish the question.
But you know what make the difference? What make the difference in Tony Wright driving and Mike Hill driving, and they the same type drivers?
Now, I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said that. To be honest with y'all, and I'm gonna keep it 100 on Bread Man Show. Y'all, let me finish. Let me ask the question. Mike Hill has been driving in all sanctioned events. This car was certified. In other words, Mike Hill was driving a better car than Who let his background keep fucking laughing? Mike Hill drove a better setup car than Tony Wright. Tony Wright has come from the streets. He basically grew a car, even though the car he had was a damn good car. That bet was a damn good car. It wasn't on the same caliber as the cars that Mike Hill was driving, to be honest with you now.
Okay. Well, I just look at it. It's the driver. It's the individual. I just, you know.
No, I didn't say Mike Hill couldn't drive it. What I was doing was just trying to make a point. Mike Hill would not feel comfortable in a doggone small-tire car after driving them big-tire cars most of your time, because them small-tire cars, man, that's the allure to them small-tire cars. That's why it's so much excitement, because they're making them damn small-tire cars go damn near faster than the big-tire cars, but everybody's handling them small-tire-ass cars.
I mean, look at Tony.
So what you're saying is, like, with the big-tire car, they're a lot smoother cars to...
That's exactly right.
Okay, you know what? We got a guy here, Bread Man. Could you call Smoke?
No, Bread Man said he wasn't going to call nobody, so if he calls Smoke, I'm going to get on him. He said he wasn't calling nobody.
Oh, because he done drove big tie, he done drove small tie.
You talking about Smoke?
Yeah,
Smoke done drove all these ragged-ass grudge cars. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. Y'all don't realize these ragged-ass grudge cars is a different breed from these damn ProMod certified everything right on these cars. Y'all don't understand this here. Driving one of them and driving, it's just like driving a damn Cadillac and a Volkswagen.
Right, that was my question.
Another thing they looking at, they got to look at, like, it ain't like he jumped out of a Volkswagen car, a big tire car, and then he jumped right in a Volkswagen. He came up driving small tire, running slower, then eventually got there. It ain't like he always did jump from one car to
right,
another car.
No, he didn't.
He started from big tire with the small tire.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, but the big tire was going faster, the small tire was going slower, and then eventually worked the way that small tire went faster than the big tire car now. It ain't like he just jumped out of a 4-second big tire car to a 4-second small tire car, you know what I mean? When he was running 4-second on a big tire, he probably running.
Okay, let me show y'all another example. All y'all know Tony Vines will drive anything. Man, you put Tony Vines in a good driving car, he can't drive it worth a damn. Now, you get him in a damn car that'll go all over the track, he'll drive it straight down the track. But you put him in a good car, he can't drive it. That just goes to show you on some of these cars and some of these drivers. It's just the mentality sometimes.
We're going to get you in a grudge car.
I got a car you prefer, dog, a big tire or a small tire?
I said, which car you like to drive, a big tire or a small tire car? Which one do you prefer?
Well, you gonna think I'm playing it. What you call me? I prefer a big tire.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I have my forte. Mr. Dog, y'all gonna get me if you got 484 motor, 3,000 pounds. I'm looking for action.
If you worried about how if we got a 484, but don't worry about how many pounds it weighs.
No, I can't do nothing with you.
Well, tell you a Bread Man to sit down. Tell you a Bread Man folks to sit down, because we're going to do something to you.
Yeah, I'm looking for action. Leave that alone.
We got to wait to get on.
Okay.
Bread Man, you
okay.
Got a good show going on here now. Don't you talk about you got to go.
No, I ain't got to go. I'm just saying I don't want him to get crunk up. You don't know. It's hard. I have to hang up on Ball Hitter Champ now. It's still early now. Don't do that.
I do want to say
this right here. What everybody is saying is legit. Now let's go back to grudge racing. Y'all did not hear Bread Man speak badly about any grudge car in the system. But what I would like to do is let everybody know. You know, I try to find the positive in everything. What I want to say is the same money we spend on our race cars can be the same money that we spend to get our race cars checked properly, to put a sticker on it. And what I do want to say is, if you are building a race car and do not get it so-called certified, then you are wasting your money. I will go out on a limb and say that again. If you are spending
Brent,
your money.
How can you say that, Brent? How can you say that?
I'm going to
say that,
Brent.
Sir, right now, if you want to sell your race car and I want to sell mine certified, I guarantee you, you put it on race car, I sell mine faster than yours because I'm my car certified. You are
not necessarily because if you buy a car, certified or not, and it's more grudge stuff out there now. Y'all going to the deal certified stuff.
Let me give you a breath. Let me give y'all a better example of what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, if you wasting your money. Spending their money in that car due to the fact that you can only go to tracks that don't have a tech. You can't go. Why would I spend $30,000 and I can only go to three or four tracks? I want to go.
Get my money, Brett.
I
want to
go everywhere.
You go, Brett, I'm not trying to go class race.
Yeah,
it ain't about class race. I'm going
to
just tell y'all this
but
right here.
That,
it has
Brent,
not happened.
But, Brent, it's hard to tell a grid like that because, you know, a lot of grid races don't want to go to NHRA.
Guess where they're going in the South? They go down to South Georgia. They go to Silver Dollar. Jackson is a certified track. So they go into these tracks and they want to run on these great surfaces. So it's hard to say. Look, they go in Orlando, one of the best races. They went down to Bradenton. All these, you listen to where they're locking in the best races at. They're at NHRA tracks. And I ain't
I said some good locked in races this weekend.
Well, you sure did. And look at where we were. You know,
we went on NHRA track.
Well, we was at a good track. Let me grab this next caller, 313-57-27.
Hey,
good morning. Yes, sir. What's going on?
Man, I understand it. When I went to my chassis man and talked to him, well, every time you have an accident, they study that, especially NHRA, all the accidents that goes on. The certification saves your lights.
Yeah.
You got a 6-point roll cage, then you got an 8-point roll cage, then you may have a 10-point. All of them, they structure them to save your life just in case of you insert accident. That's all the certifications are. And then when you go to certified tracks, the reason why they want you to go to certified tracks, the NHRA, is to save your life. Because I'm really sure these 75% of these grudge cars can't pass tech because they're going too fast and don't have the proper equipment. Because they are grudge cars. They're not designed to look like race cars. We designed them to look like a street car. So we can get down on one another.
So you really think that trade's saving your life? Or do you think it just wasn't your time to go?
I got a question for 27. Hold on. Who am I speaking with?
27.
Who am I speaking with?
It's Big Ernie out of Detroit.
Oh, what's up? What's up, Big Ernie? You have a valid point. See, this is the thing. If we don't talk about this type of stuff enough so that everybody can understand, and see, that's what my I was trying to let the grudge community know. This is a grudge show, and we really need to step our game up. You know, I'm sick of getting on here and saying, hey, the class racers are this, they your car certified. Listen, we are spending the same money as the class racers. The only thing we're not doing, I want a street car look. You want a street car look, and you know you're going faster than 6-0. You know you're supposed to have a parachute on the back if you're going over 110 miles an hour. But guess what? We ain't going to put one on.
But we want to go to tracks that are long and try to get on, you know, and then when something happened, well, it is what it is. That's the grudge side.
Right. I know some guys
I'm sick of that, man. I'm sick of it.
I know some guys that race up here. I know some guys that race up here. Cars way in eight. They don't have a neck brace, no fire shoes, the improper jacket, no pants. Don't have the right roll cage. But see, because when you go to the track, they check the simple stuff to sort of to let you in. It's not a certified check they're doing. They make sure you got the right amount of rubber hoses for the fuel. And if you don't have a neutral safety switch, and, you know, you got a couple things on the nitrous bottle, where, you know, that's in case the pressure builds up too much. That's all they look at. And give you a number and keep it moving, because the tracks make a lot of money off of letting the grudge racers in. Versus if they catch it, they would turn everybody around.
You said a mouthful in. These tracks are very, very hungry. Go ahead, go ahead.
Yeah.
Brad, I got a question for you.
Go ahead, Ken.
All right. Just say if you go out and get this insurance on this car, and just say when you have a wreck in this car, your car don't value the insurance money that you already don't pay. How do they go about doing that?
Well, you know, quite naturally, how that system is set up with the car, you got to send in pictures and all that of what you actually have, and they set a value on what you're able to afford. That's how that works. They ain't going to never sell you an abundance of insurance when you ain't got but a $30,000 car. They're not going to do that. So that's how that works. It's almost like you know, us going, if you're a smoker and you smoke cigarettes and you go buy life insurance, they're going to give you a physical in order before they lock you in on what they want you to pay every month for your life insurance.
Yeah.
Bread Man, I got another question for you, Bread Man. They said, do you think grudge license and certification is needed? And why? If you say yes.
Well, the only way I answer that question is the man behind the curtain, let me talk to him one-on-one right now. You tell him to call in.
Hey, how you doing?
And I will talk to him right now. You tell him that. I'm sick of talking to the text talk. This ain't text talk. This is Blog Talk Radio. And I want to talk to the individual. You tell them to call in and ask me that question, and I will answer it live on the air. I give it to them 100%. Next caller, 803-8211.
Hey, Brad Man, this is truck driver. I fell off. I got a question, though. But
go ahead.
Dog and the racer, all the racers, y'all talking about the insurance and stuff. You know, you see, like Kenny was saying, you know, hey, they come to the track, they put a helmet on and get it scrapped in these cars that run 6-0s and 4-0s, and all they're doing is putting the helmet on. Dog, say for example, I have seen, you know, a lot of guys suited up and booted. Who wouldn't want to get suited up and booted and on safety?
Hey, well,
I understand what you're saying. I agree, but, I mean, you know, it is what it is.
They go out there and bet $500 or $600, $1,000, all this money, and all they got on is a helmet. And then when they crash, you know, what is they going to save you if you're not suited and booted? And you done bet all this money. But you won't take time out to go buy the gloves, the proper equipment that you need. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where a lot of this insurance should go into play at. Mm-hmm. And the track owners. The track owners should be held accountable for it, too. Okay, you don't have this proper equipment, you driving this tight car, I don't feel that you should be able to go down the racetrack.
But I mean, if you do that to the track,
before y'all start 8 minutes and everything, you're gonna
sanction
yourself
out
of a race.
Yeah, but, you know, but at the same time, though, I understand what you're saying. You're going to sanction yourself out of a race, but at the same time, that's covering yourself.
Mm-hmm.
29:44. You up next.
Sometimes you may have to lose a little bit to gain a little bit.
You right about that, Dale?
You right about that. You're right about that.
Everybody's right.
But they're going to lose a lot.
And ain't nobody racing. Then you're going to say, damn, I wish we hadn't said that. So,
exactly.
They made stuff. They say we all right, and we all going to try to make a common compromise.
They'll lose a lot, trust me. The race thing, they start that, they'll lose a lot more than they'll gain.
Yeah, but, you know, at the same time, I would rather lose a lot than, you know, the risk somebody's safety
And I see a lot of track closing down after they make them do that. A lot of them be closing down.
And if you're talking about safety, go to every track you see, damn it. You want to talk about some real safety? I can tell you some safety that don't cost you shit. Get your ass off the damn starting line out the way.
True.
Y'all hold on.
Hold on a minute. 29, 678, 2944. You up next.
Good morning.
2900, you next. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm all right. How you doing? This school boy out of all gone right. One thing everybody don't understand is that we sitting there looking at it from the money aspect, and as Dog was saying, you know, these boys spend $15,000, $20,000 on a race, and all you doing is putting it in.
Okay. No, you can't go home like that.
Problem with that is, you know, somebody earlier said, yeah, you know, they ain't thinking about they could die, but guess what? You get crippled up, you be in a wheelchair, you know what I'm saying? You be a quadriplegic. We don't think about these things, and we should be racist, and we're going to be racist. We love to do this. It's already dangerous by nature because you're dealing with a machine. You get in a machine and going down a damn straight line track as fast as you can. Well, nobody knows the dangers of that until it happens to them. So people say, well, damn, I ain't going to do this. I ain't going to get this fire suit. I ain't going to get this helmet. Well, they don't know it's to protect them as opposed to protecting, you know what I'm saying, them and actually the spectators. Because if the car don't have a scatter shield and all that, man, you can hurt somebody in the crowd, all that. And we don't think about that because we too busy thinking about how we're going to beat the next man's ass. And that's all that's there.
Anything can help. I seen a car, I know a certified car flip over the wall. I mean, hey, you know, it can happen to any car.
You can't say that certified shield is going to protect you. You go back and look at where they had the that big race down there in Daytona. They're certified track, and when that car came apart, it went through the shield and everything. All these people that got really hurt.
Yeah.
We never know what's going to happen. All we can do is try to prepare for it the best we can. That's all we can.
Right.
A lot of people
right.
look at it like, oh, they going to never happen to me until it happened to you.
Exactly.
Next caller,
2900.
Welcome to the Freeman
Show.
Hey, that's the damn champ.
That's the champ,
Freeman. You got to address that man quick in there just because he's going to whoop up on the ball head, champ. That is the champ.
Hey, look, dog. These motherfuckers don't want crazy, though. Check this out. They complain trying to get some certified shit, right? They complain about the class racers. Those other ones, they are certified. You don't want the class racers. You don't want nobody in the damn track, dog. There's going to be some lonely people at the track. I'm telling you.
Don't cuss. Good Lord. Listen. You got a point there, though. You
got to have the crash car, but they don't want the crash car, dude.
Now, you got a point there now. Hey, Breadman, I got another question for you. They said you are learning real good. Are you some kid in Pro Stock Joe by avoiding questions?
all I know is if you want to talk to the Breadman, get on the air and let's talk real talk. That's all. Don't hide behind.
Breadman said, y'all stop being texting. You want to talk to me in person. But, nephew, say that again, because I think you made a good point there, nephew. Ain't nobody want to say nothing about the truth.
Yeah, dog, they ain't want to never speak the truth.
He might have 9534, 678, 9534. I hope you ain't the one that was texting it. Come on with it. Welcome to the Breadman.
Yeah. They crip.
What's going on,
Brett?
Oh,
Lord. How y'all doing on that? Brett, I want to say this right here, Brett, and I don't give a fuck who get mad with me. But you're a motherfucking fool if you go down through that fire with no gauge in the car.
Hold on a minute. On this show right here, you can come on and address your thoughts. Please keep the profound words to yourself, sir. This is not that type of joke.
I'm sorry, Brett. I'm sorry, but that guy came out. I'm sorry.
Okay. Now, what did you say, sir? Can you clean that up so we can understand you?
I think you're stupid if you know you go down through the no cage, because it's like pulling the trigger, Brad. We all go down that track. One day you gonna wreck. Can't win. It's just what time. You look at it. You look at the history of every driver. Every driver has wrecked a car once upon a time.
Who said anything about going down the track without a cage? Who said that?
When he said that about
show.
No cage.
You must
have been listening to the show. I was on here earlier, but I couldn't get to it. I didn't know the number. But we were talking about cages.
Well, then that must have been another show then. We weren't talking about no cages today.
Oh, okay.
We were talking about certification, the whole thing. They nobody never said nothing about nobody going down without a cage.
Yeah, I'm going
to
ask.
But you do got a valid point, though, sir.
Who?
Yes, sir.
Who?
Go ahead.
So who going to get these? So Grudge Inc., I heard y'all just use Grudge Inc. as an example, so I'm going to use it too. Who going to, y'all, Grudge Inc. going to get somebody to certify, or they going to go by NHRA certification, or what?
This all speculation. It's just moving forward. NGRA may have the first.
Okay, so NGRA going to go get in their own inspector? Who the hell is gonna let you inspect their shit?
Well, that's what we're saying, sir. It's only talk. It was just a hypothetically speaking, and we were going in that route. It's not to say that, you know what I mean, it's not gonna happen in the next year or two, but it's something that needs to happen.
I'm glad nephew stopped texting me and came on the show. That was nephew texting me, y'all, Brad, man.
Go ahead and ask that question.
I'm saying, what question? Come on with the question. Y'all scared to ask the question on the Bread Man show. I told y'all, if you get out
there. I got a lot of background. No.
It's basically like that, Bread, like Nephew saying, if you got a grudge call, why you want somebody to inspect? You know what I mean? You might got some money you want everybody to see. So you going to let everybody, why you going to inspect a grudge call?
Got a point there. If you start inspecting these grudge calls, man, y'all going to miss out on. These cars won't be at the track. I'm going to tell you that now. A lot of tracks
ain't going to have the fans coming in. I think they will. If everybody go with the rules, I guarantee they'll come. Or they won't have nowhere to race.
Yes, they will. Do you realize why it's so many doggone in grudge tracks and grudge? Because that's, damn it, the money, man, the money. You
ain't
got to pay
money,
like you go to these sanctioned events and got to pay all them jokers just to run. The grudge track, all you do is open the damn gates up and let them run.
But that's bad, though.
Hold on, ball head champ.
Get 10 grudge racers on here and ask them, do they know who the ball head champ is? That's my point. Nobody care about the ball head champ because he ain't good.
They know who he is. Y'all hold on a minute. I'm going to say this right here. If this is why I get on here and say owner-operator, I am a owner, and me, myself, get climbing a car, I want to come back to my family. I'm not finna allow, if Dog had a car, and I know, knowing what I know, Dog say, Brie, go and get in my car. And I look at that Dog car, and I say, oh, heck no. We want to make this money, go and get in. If the drivers start suggesting to the owners the cars that they're getting into, it's real. Y'all want me to be real. I'm being real. If these
If the owners
stop getting these drivers that don't want to get on here and keep it real and just say, hey, I'm in it for the fun, or whatever, I guarantee you this stuff will stop. It ain't a fan. The fans want to see action. But the fans don't want to see nobody get injured. I know that to be true. Everybody want to have fun. But, hey, in order to do that, we need to do it accordingly, the right way. And that's my take on it. If the drivers come in and say, hey, man, I'm not going to drive your car because it just ain't safe. That's where it start right there. Because
hey, Brandman, Dolomite is on now. So if you want to get him in there to tell about that tracking advice, you can do it now. He on now.
Y'all hold on a minute. Brandman,
this is the same way we got over here on that boat. They told us to come on, and then they just lied to us. It's like street racing. You think you tell them to come to the track, get off the street? You said get off the street and got to the track. They got off the street, came to the track. Now you turn into goddamn something else. This is the same way we got on that boat and came over here. And I'm going back to music.
Thank you, nephew. Thank you, because I was just getting ready to hit mute. I was going to let the trend break button go over here. Dolomite, come on with it. Come on with it, Dolomite.
What's going on, fella? Hey, I'm just sitting back listening, man. I've been going like a chicken my heels.
No. We want you on here to tell about the doggone security thing on your trailers and stuff for that Ernie said. That's what we want you on here for,
Dolomite. Yeah, definitely, man. The satellite tracking unit that you can put on your trailer, in your car, whatever, man. I think it's something, and it's not expensive at all compared to what you lose when they take your whole operation. You know, 1-800-NITROUS, everybody knows the number to call, but Ernie has the tracking devices, man. It's easy to install. It's only two wires to install it, hot wire, ground wire, and they can do several different things if you want to hook it to your actual truck. I think everybody needs to take the time, man, and invest in that. I think it's $275, and that gives you a year of activation and a year of tracking. You can track it with your cell phone, you know, where you can, you know, if you're at work or something like that, or you're going out of town, you can set up geofences to where you don't want it to go out the state of Georgia, or you don't want it to go out of a certain area, and if it moves in that area, you get an emergency a tweet on your phone where you know that your car is going. You can watch it go down the road. You can go get these guys, man, before they take your whole operations and leave you out there with nothing but, a crying eye. I mean, it's very, very inexpensive, guys. Ernie Wren at Copy Card Nitrous, 1-800-NITROUS. You guys need to give him a call, man, and please install that on your vehicles. Don't say it can't happen to you because you, I mean, hopefully it won't happen to you, but if it's peace of mind, man. You spend $275 on these cars doing nothing, stuff that you really don't even need sometimes.
I'm glad I got you on here. While we got you on here, I want to ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Mike, do you feel like grudge racers should get their car checked at the track?
Grudge racing? Well, that's the whole thing, man. If you grudge racing, it's the unknown And that ain't going to take with most grudge racers because, I mean, most of the guys are trying to be in secrecy what they're doing to have a upper hand on the situation, man. To take them out, I don't know. It depends. I mean, I guess it could be done by a individual, but then again, you got to be able to trust this man to not tell what he see in your car, and that's always going to be something that everybody's going to be fearful of because they don't want certain things to get out, and they don't care how reliable that particular guy may be. It's still in your back of your mind that your information may get out, and then one time it happened, then everybody it destroys the whole process.
Boy, you're getting smarter. You must have woke up on the right side of the bed this morning.
I'm just saying you got to think of the whole situation. Because down the line, it is what it is, but most grudge racers ain't gonna really like that.
Breadman Slick too. He got you to answer the question they asked him. Breadman Slick, boy.
No, I'm gonna come with it. Dolomite, I'm gonna say this right here. There's a lot of different ways to skin a cat, okay? And it's grudge. How many times you had your motor out already this year?
That ain't your business. Now you're trying to pick now. Don't tell him that.
No, I ain't trying to pick. I'm just saying, check this out now. This real talk. You ain't got to tell me. At a particular part of the year, everybody's going to pull their engine out. Why can't they go get their chassis certified at that time? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then,
Dolomite's chassis already certified.
No, well, I'm using him. See, I don't know why he get on here and want to act like I'm beating you up, Dolomite. I'm only throwing hypothetical.
Good, man, I ain't said a word, man. Dog been doing the talking, and you been...
But what I'm trying to say, Red Man trying to mix apples and oranges. Dolomite got a type of car that he going to get certified. Them kind of cars are certified, Dolomite. We talking about these doggone grudge cars out of the lesser cars. We ain't trying to talk about no more cars that's lesser. But them kind of cars are already certified. They always get their car certified. It might be done ran out, but it ain't been certified, though.
Can you get five grudge races on or two grudge races and get the grudge racer pick? See how they feel about it.
There you go. There you go.
I'll be the first one. One thing about a class race, they don't care. They don't care because they'll tell you what they got. They don't care. You look all up on their car. You know what I mean? A grudge race, that's why it's a grudge. You know what I mean? They don't want you to know what they got. You know what I mean?
Exactly. You're right. And that's why I say it'll be a big problem with if you have to take these cars because these cars is spending this money on doing different stuff and they don't want this next guy to know. So it'll be
no,
hard.
Exactly.
Hey, Brittany, man, I think one of the things that can be done is that we could be checked out as far as safety equipment that we wear. Because I see a lot of guys,
They out there with no gloves on.
They out there with just a top, you know, top on, man. I'm telling you. If it didn't want to happen, man.
All right, Dolomite, you was doing good at first. We're going to ban your goddamn ass.
I could agree with him with the safety equipment, you know, for us, the helmet and the gloves and the safety stuff like that. Yeah, I could agree with that, you know.
Man, we all can agree. We know that's the truth, though, but you take 30 grudge races out there and see how many got gloves on.
I think
I see a lot of them out there with no gloves on now. They'll put the helmet and all that stuff on, but they don't have gloves and stuff.
You see how many got harnesses?
Hey, Dolomite, the first one need to be banned at getting in these fast cars. I'm going to put it out there. Since he want me to be 100, is himself, the main one talking. He know God doggone well. He still wearing that 1974 Willis Scott helmet that he be wearing.
Let me defend myself. Now, Bread Man is 100% right. But the only reason Bread Man can say that because he ain't raced in a damn 100 years.
Until somebody come over there
and put a gun in my head or make me say I can't race without my open face helmet, I'm gonna always have me an open face helmet because that's what I prefer, an open face helmet.
Matter of fact, dog, I done seen you race with one race shoe on and one regular shoe. Dog, look that I'm doing.
I never thought
that. That's exactly right.
Well, who on the hot seat now? I know he got that.
No, Brad Man. See, I can get on the hot seat because I will keep it 100. You right. I ain't the one for all this stuff. Now, I believe in putting on your helmet and all that and having your car helmet, right? But we grudge racers, man. Don't nobody, I mean, now, Brad Man, you shouldn't talk because you know what we was at this weekend. Jokers had on flip-flops, short pants, helmet, and all that.
Don't do that, dog.
I didn't say
that,
not one
don't
word,
that, dog.
Don't you do that, dog. I didn't
don't
say
do that, dog.
Well, I'm just trying to tell you, though, hey, I'm all fuck, got dog on it. Your helmet now. Your helmet and whatever, and what's going to happen is going to happen because that's all I'm going to say. Anyway, Mike, you said you saw him hit the one button. You scared to hit it? You scared to bring him on,
no,
Brad,
my
man?
My bad. No,
Hey, dog. Let me say this here. Right, yeah, y'all talking about the safety equipment. Yeah, the safety equipment good. Yeah, but, you know, why not have it? Like, say, for instance, dog, you go out there and get hurt. Okay, you ain't got the right safety equipment. Okay, I don't hear so many people say that. Okay, let's have a fundraiser for such and such. He done had an accident.
That's right, exactly.
Let me be real. Let me go and be real, and I'm going to shut up. Let me be real. I'm going to set the table, and I'm going to be real. When the Lord get ready for your butt, don't care what you got on, he's going to take you. Let me tell you why.
Right.
I slipped in the doggone street, racing in the street, and that been about 2 years ago. I flipped 12 times. 12 times, and I ain't have on no safety equipment at all, no cage, And I'm still here. Yeah, you're right.
But my point is, okay, you not having space equipment on it. Okay, they want to do a fundraiser. Okay, that's fundraising shouldn't even never happen because you had the right equipment. That's fundraising should go towards something else. But you know,
and that damn fundraiser, everybody have rigs. John Fosse have rigs. He got the best equipment in the world. So y'all quit trying to use that. If you save the equipment, we supposed to have it. If you don't got it, so what? You ain't got it.
Y'all hold on a minute. It's a lot of background noise. And this is why I got a lot of mics, about 35 mics open at one time.
Now, Brent Man, quit lying. You know you ain't got but 35 callers, so quit lying, Brent Man.
I want
to know the same thing.
Yeah, but dog, you right.
Y'all hold on. We got another call in here. Now we're going to address every caller, 6381. Come on with it. Come on with your question.
What up, Brad, man?
What going on?
I want to know why you pushed that question off on Dolomite. Why the hell you didn't answer? Because you asked Dolomite the same question that they've been asking you pretty much. You just worried with them.
Well, you know, I'm glad that you came on, Mike, but it sounds like you got a lot of background noise back there. I can't really understand.
I'm in the room by myself.
It was nice seeing you this weekend, Mike. There was a lot of background noise. Thank you for calling. We're going to get to the next caller.
That doggone Brad Man getting bent pro stock. Yo, he's smooth in pro stock.
He getting good, dog.
Well, I did hear Brad Man say he wasn't answering no texts. Calls. He said,
you forgot. You heard Brad Man say if they come on there, they step and push the one button, he'd answer.
Maybe that's what he did say. I don't know.
I'm gonna say this too. I think a lot of the grudge cars will certify. I just don't think a lot of them are certified for the time that they run.
Okay.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, I agree with that.
That's a good answer. Yeah.
Hey, that's a decent answer. But look here though. Okay, now, Mike, he's gonna have to tell how fast that dog on the Stone Cold. Stone Cold gonna go right there. What are you gonna certify? And he can go 460s. Is that what he's going to certify on? But then he's going to say, I'm going to certify he can go 420s. Then you're going to say, damn, if he certified for 420s, well, I don't want to mess with that doggone grudge car then.
Well, that's going to bring a lot of problems, dog, when you got a grudge car. It's going to bring problems.
But see, this is why when Ball-Headed Champ said earlier, let the guy from NHRA come in there and inspect all the cars because he don't know none of the grudge guys. Why would you let somebody that's around grudge racing come in there and do it when they can tell everybody? So you go ahead and get the man who's specking all the cars anyway. Go and take the cars to a particular place, get them certified, and come up out of there and go and do your thing. It'll be anonymous at that point.
Yep, there it is.
Hey, I'll tell y'all what now. Brad Man got a kind of nice show. I don't know that Ernie had to go to the doctor today, Brad Man, so I don't know that he's going to be able to do his show today. But if he don't do his show today, I'm going to let doggone it, y'all can come on my show. If y'all want to ask the hard questions and cuss people out, I'm going to have my show. Because, Brad Man, I done got some texts in there. I can't even ask you on the show because I ain't even going to ask you on the show, Brad Man. That's all I'm going to say.
Exactly. You know, if y'all don't want nobody to know what you got in your car, you can go to Commerce. You can call Brian and set up an appointment, and he will certify your car right there on a Saturday at Commerce Drag Strip.
They have it here. Where they come to your house here, a certain amount of cars. They come to your house here for a certain amount of money.
Your certification sticker ain't going to tell how fast you run. It'll tell you how fast your chassis certified to go.
That's what I was going to ask, Mike. You don't necessarily have to go that fast just because they're certified to go that fast, right?
Exactly.
I mean, your car ain't going that fast. You certify a 4-0 car.
Yeah, because
probably running 5-0, but your chassis can hold a 4-0. You know what I mean? Certified as 4-0.
Yeah, some certification is weight versus times also is some certification.
Well, that's the thing. The thing is getting them certified, they at least know what you're capable of. You go below that, you know that you're in danger.
Exactly.
That's just the
Okay, I understand.
I understand what it is. 41, 863-4142. Welcome to the Bread Man Show. How you doing this morning?
Pretty good. Yeah, listen to what you just said, Brad, man. Sound like you're trying to, sound like a more like a class race that you're trying to set up.
Well, no, I'm not
trying to set up a class race.
I'm not trying to set up a class race. What I'm trying to do is to get safety all in every area of racing that we can get it in. That's all I'm trying to do is promote safety. That's what I do. Sir, well, I'm glad you called in. Do you even own a Snell 2005 helmet, sir?
Yes, I do.
Uh-oh.
Do you wear gloves while you're racing, sir? Do you wear gloves while you're racing, sir?
Yes, I do.
Uh-huh.
Do you have a new Snell? Do you have a new Hans device, sir, for your neck?
No, I ain't going that fast to need one.
Uh-huh.
You have a neck collar then, sir. Do you have a neck collar, sir? Well, sir, all I can say is find out where you are and try to continue your step towards keeping yourself safety, sir. Safety.
The man got a car going 10 fathers in the doggone 8, Brad, man.
No, I ain't finna go with no numbers with the brother. Thank you for calling in. And
you don't need all that Hans device and all that. That's what I'm talking about.
You need an 8 brace, though.
Yeah, you need.
Bread man got a neck brace. He don't need it. His car can't snap his neck back.
He can borrow
mine. Bread man certified. Semo certified.
A 750 need a neck brace. You talking about you got a 1 to 2 pound helmet on your head.
They smart different clans. They smart the 8. They smart bread man run Semo and 8. We ain't smart the quarter, no.
I'm talking about age. You know,
we know everybody. It's good to have a neck brace. It's good to have all that equipment, though. It's good to have all that.
Good job with the shit, man. Don't take it personal.
I agree with all of the safety, man. My thing was, I agree with the safety equipment, but for the worry about what people have in their cars, that's, to me, that's totally different. That take away from grudge racing to me. That make it more everything class racing.
Well, no, we're not worried about what's in people's cars. Nobody cares about what's in it. We care about how safe it is. But I don't want to – why would somebody lock a race in where they got just here's a hypothetical question. They got I'm finna give Mike Hill the hit, okay? And I tell Mike Hill, hey, I'm going to give you the hit. And Mike Hill car runs 7-0 to the 8th mile. And I'm sitting over there in a car that runs 390. Now – quite naturally, something coming at that rate of speed coming up on a guy that I done gave the hit to and an accident is involved, why would we want to keep two individuals on the track that got different speeds? That's not safe for me to get stopped like this. And I ain't got but an 8-point cage, and this man got a full tube chest and everything. You know what I'm saying? That ain't good. So,
may I understand that, but that still goes back to you trying to class race.
No, that ain't.
I just simply said, sir, that you lock a race in and I'm giving him the hit. That ain't got nothing to do with class racing. This is a grudge call.
Yes, Brad. You trying to tell that man he need to have the same cage you have to be out there on the same track. You got base what you
right.
Jelly.
Yeah. Right. So, y'all, basically what you're saying is 2-3-90 cars need to race each other. That's what you're saying?
What I'm saying, sir, is we need
that,
we that all
was basically what you're saying, Brad. If you saying this man got 8 points, this man got 40 carcade, the 40 carcade man don't need to be out there with him.
Yeah, sounds like to me what you're
saying.
If he coming at a 200
say,
mile
sir,
per hour, coming towards a
sir,
40,
what I'm trying to say
is, 100.
Why would we? This is what I've been seeing. I've been seeing people with different cages that don't have the right amount of cage, and they can go out there and get injured. Here again, let me go back to what I said originally. If we stop being greedy and stop getting the things we need to go on these cars when we build them, it will take care of a lot of the stuff that's going on. Let me
Hey, Brad, how did Lee Shepard? How did Lee Shepard get killed?
Sir, he got
no helmet on.
He had no helmet or no seatbelt because he thought he knew.
And he was tested.
Okay, now is that a wasn't that a professional driver in a professional certified car?
Even he cheated.
Well,
that's what I'm just trying to tell you there.
Caller 404-8906. Good morning. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Bread Man Show. How can we help you? Oh, well.
Bread Man. Bread Man.
Uh-oh. Yeah, come on with it.
I had my hand up. I thought you could hit me or whatever. Look, this man, let me say this right here. You said
your
that.
Hand up well. Where you at? Where you at?
I called Chubb.
You called Chubb. Cause I know you ain't told Nan handle. Don't get on here playing with me. Talking about you had your hand. Come on with it. I ain't gonna follow it. Come on with it.
Anyway, when you said that, why would a car that run a different rate of speed run this fast and that fast? So what you? Now you run bracket right now. But how you feel about a car running 5:30 bracket race compared to a car that runs 7:0? That's the same thing, Brett. That is the same thing.
Yeah, because you got to go get it.
Yo, got a point there.
Yeah, you got to go get it, right?
I've seen car run 4:7 in the bracket race, right here at all track, and all the car run no faster than about an 8 something. How you feel about that?
Wow.
You done
beat
like Brett Man's mic.
No, he didn't beat my mic.
And they do that at an ISRA race.
I'm glad y'all gave me a chance to rebuttal on this guy. I'm really glad y'all giving me a chance. You know what I'm saying? But thank all of y'all. Like I said, I got a lot of mics open. Y'all let me talk, man. Y'all let me talk. I'm going to have to mute everybody, mic to really get 100 with all y'all. I feel again. Go ahead and ask me another question before I answer the other one. Go ahead.
I want to ask you now. I'm just saying the reason why it took so long because you didn't have no answer to that. Because you're going to stop them people from doing what they're doing over there. I'm going to mute. Keep talking.
y'all be quiet. Let Bread Man answer that question. Y'all be quiet now.
Oh, no. He done already answered the question. He done already answered it. Next caller, 813-0041.
Hey, Brett.
Hey, number
Brett.
Three, Brett, man.
Brett,
I wiggled out. Brett, hey, man.
My
Brett.
Brett tall tie with y'all, man. He don't know what he's talking about.
I have a question.
Yeah, come on with it. Come on with it.
When are the legends, are the good places, like you, Mr. Willie Dog, and Tony Fines, and the couple of legends that's out there. When are you guys going to step to the plate and try to make a scrub race a much safer place for racing?
Ooh, he went.
Ooh, he went deep. He went deep then.
No, he didn't. You only use the legends of grudge racers to make it better when it's convenient. We can't stop it. If the legends of racing can't even make people move off the starting line, how the heck can you make Joker go out there and spend some damn money to buy some safety?
Yeah, but you can influence it. If anybody can influence it, you are one of the people can really influence it because people will follow you.
They don't need to follow. They all follow me. I got an open-faced helmet, and well, I'm going to be quiet, y'all. I'm going to be quiet.
No.
Well, I'm basically saying, if you really want to know it, hey, I don't care.
Forgot about them, dog.
So what? You don't care.
What I mean is the guy's going to, you can tell a guy to do what he want to do, man. You can't make nobody do nothing. I mean, I got a dog on suit. I wear my shoes sometimes. I mean, I can say it, but I mean, they ain't going to follow me because, shit, I ain't got the money to buy all that safety shit either.
Yeah, dog, but you and people like Bonds and some of the guys in Grudges and stuff, you guys set the example.
But it's hard for them to set the example if they ain't winning.
So what now?
I mean, how you going to, you got to lead by example. So if Dog don't wear the proper safety equipment, Tony Byers don't wear the proper safety equipment.
Exactly.
I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
Who going to listen to them? I mean, if
that's
they say, well, we need to wear this and we need to wear that.
Hold on,
don't
get me wrong now. Hey, I'll tell a joker you need to wear it, but I mean, you get 20 grudge cars right now. I'm going to say 20 grudge cars right now. I bet you 19 and a half of them ain't got the damn up-to-date seat belts in them.
Okay, let me ask you a question. As you stand up with that microphone with the clipboard in your hand, pounding them up and stuff, what are you saying to them?
Somebody on the hot seat now, baby.
Hold on. You ain't got the hot seat, Brad, man, because you never got in because you didn't want to stand up. I tell you, I get a clipboard, I get a microphone, and I'll stay on that a whole day and practice safety if you pay me.
Like Brad Main said, and we start being so greedy and get the things we need for our cars, make it enough much safer thing to organize.
Man, will you shut the hell up? Man, you can't make nobody out there get no more safe than they want to do. These guys going to get out there and have them phones with them damn cars.
They got to get into no case, no shoes, or no nothing.
We got jokers out there with T-shirts on, flip-flops, and no helmets. So, you know, y'all can preach all you want to. These guys going to do what the hell they want to do.
I was going to say the same thing, dog. I mean, a lot of them.
I ain't
going to
hide by the microphone. This is a tip talk. I ain't gonna hide. I'm just saying, hold up. We still got a lot of guys out here that don't even know what suits they need.
That's out here racing, man. You got a lot of guys still here driving these cars with no gloves on, and you got nitrous on them. I mean, honestly, when you run a car with nitrous, you're supposed to have on a 15-layer suit at least. And you know,
okay.
I mean,
okay.
And
when
that
you
car
see
that wrecked
him,
and
when you see him come to the track
this weekend,
and when you see him come to the track like that and grudge racing, and you know these things, what are you saying to him?
Mr. Tip,
Hey, Mr. Tip, let me tell you, we done told people, man.
Just like right now, some of the guys out here that's got the fast cars, they don't even like Mike was just saying, they don't know they buy it. When we go buy our suit, Mr. Tip, and I'm finna be real, if Brad may want to keep it real in 100 day, when we go buy our suit, if a man go buy our suit right now, he gonna look at that catalog and get the cheapest damn racing suit he can get, and that's gonna be the suit. That's going to be the cheap suit. Ain't going to be the suit he need to go fast he going. And ain't nobody going to say nothing because that's just what we do. That's our mentality. That's our mentality. We're going to go the cheapest way we can, and the cheapest way is going to always be the wrong way.
Okay.
You're right.
I'm just saying, as stewards of the sport and at our guys' ages, it's time for us to stand up with our wisdom and try to make it better.
Okay, Mr. Tip, I'm going to use you for an example since you said it. And I like you because you got a talk show too now. Mr. Tip, I done seen you in operation at the racetrack, and I done seen you have everything on you supposed to have on and do everything you supposed to do. Now, Mr. Tip, you was one of the leaders down there in Florida at some of these tracks. I don't see you telling nobody that dog gonna get the right safety equipment.
Now,
I watch you now.
They're going to get ready to say, what track, Mr. Tip, what track do you race at?
Down in Florida.
I don't know. I'm saying it right here. I don't know that one track that take every damn car to come through that gate.
All right, well, let me answer Doug.
When you see me racing, Doug, and the classes that I race in, every class get teched, every car get teched, every helmet get teched.
Okay, Mr. Tim. Hey, Mr. Tim.
Yeah.
Don't put that man time out there.
Be quiet, Brad, man. You told us to get real. We was down in Florida that the race, West Palm, I think. We was at West Palm. We was down there. Mr. Tip, who take the car down there? Who take your car at West Palm?
At Showtime Drag Strip?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Just want to know who take your car and all the rest of them cars down at when we was down there. I want to know who take that Showtime.
My point is, I had on my safety equipment.
Mr. Tip, I'm just trying to show you the point, man. People don't worry about nothing. Now I'm gonna tell you when everybody gonna start worrying about it. Every time somebody have a big wreck or something happen, then everybody jump on the safety equipment stuff and then they go right back and don't worry about it. See, that's what I'm trying to say, man. You tell us to stay on it. We mention it all the time, but if people ain't gonna follow it, they just ain't gonna follow it, man. I don't know what to do. I mean, if you got a good idea, I tell you what I do, Mr. Tip. If you think I can do something about it from now on out, any track you see me at or any time you see me, tell me what to do, Mr. Tip, and I'll start doing it.
You can't do nothing about it because he ain't doing nothing about it. He just said, why don't we lead by example? He said he had his stuff on. He didn't say nothing about nobody else. All he cared about was himself. How can you tell somebody to lead by example if you're not telling nobody except then?
Yeah.
Well, the question was, we was talking about safety in the grudge world. I was talking about the enforcers, the leaders, the legends, and all these great drivers, these great grudge racers. I was
racing and like the ball head chef and all us, we preach safety to each other.
That's what each other. Y'all supposed to. Y'all under the roof. But what I'm saying is, Mr. Tip, you don't think, you might not see it, Mr. Tip. I mean, okay, since you said the leaders, and you use Mike Hill. Well, Mike Hill, every time you see him, he have his boots on, his gloves, and his helmet and everything. I mean, he leads by example. I'm looking at him. I'm looking at him doing it. I see Nephew get in the car. He do the same thing. I mean, we all lead by example by using our stuff, but that don't mean people going to put on the stuff because we got it on.
I got a 20 layer with mine. I was supposed to be with 15. I went extra five, so shit. With other people, just got to kind of do the same.
But see, this depends. Yeah. You're talking to, you're talking about Tip and Mr. Ballhead Champ. They ain't no grudge racer. They class racer.
I'm going to say Mike's class racer, but he being a lot of grudge events. But my point, when you said lead by example, Mike put on all his stuff. I see Nephew now. I don't know if the Nephew following Mike's example or who example, but I read he following his own ass. He want to protect his ass. He put on all his stuff. I mean, me, to be honest with y'all, I put on the stuff that I think to protect me, too. Now, y'all said when Redman was getting at me by my open-faced helmet and Mike Hill, they been getting at me. But now to me, that's my safety equipment because I can't see that damn good with a closed helmet. So I got an open-faced helmet. So to me, my open-faced helmet is for my protection that I can do better in the car.
Now, I agree with you. Now, like you were saying about Nephew driving, and he puts on all this stuff, I guess he's following Mike Hill's example. That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about.
But Nephew, I mean, to make sure he's got his stuff on.
Check this out. We're going to conclude. Y'all, hold on, Mr. Tip. Hold on a minute. We're going to conclude this on Dog Show tonight. If y'all click on there, we can get back to this here, but the Bread Man got to shut it down because of things, commitments I have. But we're going to go up the ladder. I'm going to give y'all this a lot of time, starting from the bottom, going to the top. Mr. Tip, your mic is hot. Closing argument.
I don't have any closing arguments. I just want to say I enjoyed the conversation. This is what we need.
Right.
I don't call it argument. I call it racers trying to make things better. I'm out.
I appreciate that. I should have said debate. Going up the ladder, 6381, your closing statement.
Mike?
6381.
Oh, damn. Where were you calling me?
You don't know his number, Mike.
Y'all don't know my number. He come to me too fast, dog. But I don't know. We just got to, Prayer Man, this show, but like I said, you need to discuss safety a lot more because, I mean, it is need to be talked about, and as a racer, I mean, you can't expect others to value your life as much as you should. So that's my end.
That's a good take. Thank you.
That's what I just said. Damn good one, Mike.
912-4274.
All right, Brad, man. It's Dolomite. Good damn good show. I mean, it's something that definitely needs to be addressed, and maybe tonight we need to address who's really at, should maybe say something about it, the tracks. I mean, tracks allow us to do what we want to do at their track. They have insurances and stuff like that they have to abide by. So I like to hear the argument there is, is it because you're renting the track, are you responsible or the track responsible to make sure that safety is being handled?
Damn good one, Dolomite. I'm going to think of that. Oh, that ain't my time. Okay. Oopsie.
That's all
thank
I had, man. I'm back in the bushes.
Thank you, Dolomite. Going up the ladder here, 9534, 678,
9534. Yeah, Brad, it's Crips. And, like I said, I preach on, the lap belts. And, I think it's just funny. You're in a mixed, you're in a 580 car with a seatbelt on. I'm like, what the hell? It's fool. It's foolish. And, and I preach, you at least need to have a 6-point cage in the car. Man, that roof come in, you're gone. It's over with. But like you said, you got grud racers that's, basically like they're hood, and you can't tell them shit. I mean, you can't tell them nothing. So you just like, but we need to preach it more, and then, maybe it'll get in the head one day.
It is. I appreciate you for calling in, Crip, man. We're definitely going to continue to try together to push this movement. Thank you for calling in, sir.
Oh, yeah.
2900. Come on with it. 2900.
Good show, Brad, man. Good show. Deja vu all over again. All right, I'm out.
Hey, 678-2944. Come on with your closing statement.
Hey, man. Good dialogue today. It doesn't happen overnight. Nobody likes change, but you know what? If it does for the betterment of drag racing, you know, then, you know, we should all be for it, you know, in some positivity as opposed to negative, because we can always get cars, you know what I'm saying? A life we can't
right.
get back. And that's what
right.
I'm, that's what I'm at right now. Schoolboy one time with number two pencil. We'll holler.
313-5727. Your mic is live.
Well, I agree with Mike Hill there, and it was a good show all together, Brad Man. And talk with y'all later.
Sounds good to me. Appreciate you. Gonna move on up the ladder. Let me scroll up a little bit. All righty. Let me see here. 941-0817. Come on with it.
Brad Man, it was a real good show. I really enjoyed myself. I hope you keep pushing on the safety. And for Mr. Willie Dog, you might not know me now, but you will. I leave it like that.
Beep, beep, beep. 912-3456. Come on with it. 3456.
Good show, Brad. Good show.
Appreciate you. We down to you, 2292. Come on with it.
All right, Brad, man, you got to send me a check every time I get on here and get this thing started up for you, spruced up. You make like you got to go. But, Brad, man, good show. Some good topics. Some of the guys might not know, might not express it the way they want to, because we had some good debates on both sides. And like I said, they ain't going to have them overnight. But I'm going to try. I said I'm going to try because it's a last-minute thing. I'm going to see can I get my man Jeff Miles on to explain how much leeway he got with this insurance about safety stuff, because I think he was saying something about it's a certain amount of safety loans. You can just eyeball certain things. I don't know enough to talk about it. I'm going to try to get him on because I don't know if Ernie going to be able to do his tech tip tonight. And that, if it is, it's still going to be about that on there. Also, I'm going to get Dolomite back on here to explain the theft thing and everything going on, man. And it's a damn good topic, Brad, man. And we all, like I said, me, you, Mike Hill, all the people in the Grudge World, even it's no big people in the Grudge World, all us the same. We all can put our thoughts out there, Brad, man, and come to a common, But it is what it is, and people going to do what they want to do. Brad, man, good show. And, man, I got to admit, Brad, man, the check you were supposed to send me, I'm going to send it back to you. Because, man, you learning how to be a good doggone dodgeball player. I'm on mute.
Thank you there, Chief. Thank you there. Y'all know what this time is for. This is the Inspirational Vitamin Monday, St. Patrick's Day, the 17th of March. Life is a jungle. You learn which ride to take and enjoy and which ride to get off of and never get on again. But when God enters your life, it makes the jungle a little more easier to discern when you let him direct your path. I thank God for the teaching and growing into a spiritual being that he gives me discernment on what and who to let go and what and who to let stay. And with that being said, my soul, my inner being is satisfied, at peace. Lord, thank you. Thank y'all. We're going to end with this right here.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus. Come on, you declare it. There is power.